Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherry. It's Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. I'm about to do my show. And tonight, I am by myself. My wonderful, beautiful, loving wife is at the Air Salon. Jesus Christ. I took her there. I can't even remember. It takes a long time to turn your hair in red, I guess. I want to be a woman in my next life so I can play with my hair. I can wear makeup and, you know, do all this stuff that guys are not allowed to enjoy in this lifetime. Anyway, so she hasn't called me yet, so I guess after the show I would have to run and get her. All right, now, let's look a little bit at the news here. As you know, sad enough, the cosmic codes never stop. They always move forward and bring the news. In fact, I was on the Joseph Mabuse radio show with Jeffrey Pritchett, and at the very last minute of the show, I mentioned to be very, very aware of the energy of the full moon that would produce dramatic news with Mother Nature, and including my 2012 moon power, which is running at the end of it now, for January, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st, in the environment area, it says, as usual, with the waning moon, expect dramatic news soon with Mother Nature, and of course, currently, there is a state of emergency that's been declared into Georgia counties after so many tornado strikes. So I guess I got that one, as always, very good, dead on. And I also mentioned to be prepared for earthquake that usually are, you know, at 6.0 or above. And, of course, in Chile, we had a 6.7. And just, I think, an hour ago, another 6.0 hit some places. So now you can see why it is so important for all of you to put your hands on the 2013 moon power that finally came out. And pretty happy about the orders, mostly because it reflects the people are getting the message. You know, they realize that the stars are a little bit more than dead rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty. They were created by God so that human may lead a safer, more productive life, and that's the new energy that humanity is about to uncover in the realization of finally how God speaks to his children through the cosmic codes and through the signs. So that's pretty interesting. Setting up also, as you know, since August, I think 2nd, 2012, I blasted all possible avenues and, you know, websites about the Scorpius dragon that is aiming for the kids. And I don't know how many kids, but a good chunk of them died a couple of days ago when a fire burned down in a discotheque. And, you know, in those discotheques, what you have is teens. And in some area, not a lot of them are, you know, it's not like the United States where they are caught. So many of these kids fell victim of the Scorpius dragon. And another one, who performed at the event for President Obama's inauguration, was slain in San Diego this week. And the story is part of the debate over the gun violence, but, you know, that's all we can say. It's not the guns. It has never been the guns. You could kill somebody with a hammer, with a car. You could kill somebody with a nail, for that matter. You could kill anybody with your bare hands. That means everybody's going to have their hand cut off now. The share yellow. Why don't they understand that has nothing to do with the guns? The only thing that would benefit from taking the guns away is giving more power to the government, and then if there is a revolution, which I perceive in the future, then we're going to fight them with what? Brooms? Hatches? This driving me totally insane. As I said so many, many times, you know, it's a spiritual matter. The children are not allowed to regenerate. The children are forced to swallow 2,000 years of human evolution in a very short time. They don't have the cosmic fluid that gives them the answers of who they are, where they come from, where they're going outside of the physical manifestation. They're constantly bombarded, harassed with traditional, logical, rational heart studies. Who cares? When you're a teen, you want to know who you are. You have tremendous amount of emotions that are boiling inside of yourself. And you don't have no grounding. And sudden enough, the parents, the teachers, and all the elites of the mind have forgotten what it means to be a kid. And that's what it is. Well, you know my philosophy. I don't want to be redundant, but there are new cosmic coders that are constantly joining, and many of them never heard my philosophy, so I have to sound a little bit repetitive now and then. So what I'm going to do, I have the current transits in my hands from my software. As you know, everything that I do is based upon the software, Alawan software, which I have arranged so that I can read the stars as Nostradamus would have done 500 years ago without a watch or a computer. So, with this technology, at the arc of the second, we can see the degree of each planet above our head. So right now, we still have Pluto at 10 degree 21 second into the sign of Capricorn. Pluto is the planet of death and drama. It regulates secrets. Capricorn was politics. What do you expect? Now you can see the way the politicians are dealing with each other, throwing their dirt in their faces, lacking respect for the president, lacking respect for themselves. You know, just behaving like total robots of the stars, completely and entirely cosmic and conscious, regurgitating the power of Pluto, the planet of death and drama and sarcasm and power itself into the sign of Capricorn. So these people are just, you know, self-destructing while they should concentrate in, you know, working for us, because we put them in power. We pay them a lot of money, for that matter. And they have all the benefit in the world, and they cannot come together sometimes to find the most simplistic answers to so many of the problems that this country seems to face. And again, you know, I'm not into politics myself. Now, at a personal level, wherever you have this Pluto, you are going to be forced to die yourself and rebirth, because there is no death, as you know. The good news is that Venus now is at 27 degree 30 seconds into the sign of Capricorn also. What does it mean? Well, Venus is a loving planet. She is a benevolent, very old, altruistic, very gentle, very artistic. So, into the sign of Capricorn, she's going to make the politician behave much more diplomatically and maybe come to some agreement, finally. It might be in the affairs involving the immigration or gun control, I don't know. But all I can tell you is that Venus is going to bring a lot of love and a lot of sensitivity to that very, very rough, deadly, plutonic energy that is pesting the political world currently. And you can see that the way they behave with each other. Now, if you are born in January, if you were born in January and you're a Capricorn, this Venus is going to make you more magnetic And of course, Venus in Capricorn means also attracting people that have names and power that are much older than you are. It shows also attracting a partner that will have her or his position. So if you were born with Venus and you're a female into the sign of Capricorn, that means you would not just sign up and marry anybody just for the sake of it. You would have the, you will want the man to have a statue, a position of respect. A man who has accomplished something for his own, on his own, who is recognized and makes good money, who has a form of notoriety. And that dictates pretty much what's going on. If you use the example between Tirania and I, Tirania is 32 years old and 63, twice her age. So this energy are speaking volume. So it is set this way when Venus is in Capricorn to attract, to have an attraction to people that are older. Obviously, you know, you ain't going to make a good soup in a young pot, so to speak. So ladies born with Venus in Capricorn are very choosy. You could call them sometime when the energy is abused, gold diggers. They have a sense of appreciation for the classical music, the art. And these are the ladies that you could not only call gold digger, but pretty expensive type of woman that needs the people that can support their expenses. High maintenance type of lady. And they don't usually want to work. Good news. Good news for me, Tirania is a working machine. Poor thing, she definitely deserves to go and get taken care of now and then. All right, now, if you are a male and your Venus is in Capricorn, again, the type of woman that will come to you will be older than you are. They will be like a doctor or an attorney or somebody that works in the government that you will be attracted to. And it's already preset by the cosmic code for your own preferences. The seat of attraction between human beings is coming from the fifth house and the location of Venus and Mars and other area of your chart. So I'm just giving you a basic understanding of what Venus in Capricorn is all about. All right, now, we have the Sun in Aquarius, we have Mercury in Aquarius, and we have Mars in Aquarius. All right, Mercury in Aquarius. Mercury is the planet to regulate your mental process. In fact, Tom, my right hand, my good friend Tom, my intellectual, technological genius who ran the show behind every single thing here and the builder of my new website and God knows what this guy is going to do in the future, was born like me with Mercury in Aquarius. So we speak the same language. We understand each other's. And when I talk about the stars, he get it right away. And he always had this interest. And incidentally, his beautiful girlfriend was also like him, born in February. So the three of us, we're making an entry in the three musketeers, okay, of the world of the New Age, which involve the future and the dedication that only Aquarius is able to have. Very altruistic, very loving, very friendly, very unusual, attracting weird situation, weird experience, extraterrestrial, and all the good stuff that Dr. Tree is all about. So if a child was born today with Mercury in Aquarius, naturally this child will be interested in technology. He may want to become a pilot. He may want to become a web designer. He may want to be, he will be interested in anything that is futuristic. He may be an inventor, a pilot, name it. There is so many ways. So this is why it's so important. It's crucial for every mother. We're about to give life to a child, at least you understand how God made those children. You know, sad enough, this type of rare wisdom has been cast aside because the church and or the Illuminati who control the information do not want you to know your own child or your own self. because, as always, you know, when you control someone's information, you end up controlling this person's entire life in a wallet. So that's where we are with Mercury in Aquarius. Mars is also there. Mars is not exactly a good, not a bad guy. Mars is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods. And he actually translates into the army, the navy, steel, the metal of Mars is steel. That's where you make grenade and bullet and machine gun with. Mars rules Germany, the sign of Aries. Mars is the red planet or the planet of blood. That indicates that makes me wonder why sometimes people would judge another person because of the color of the skin, knowing that we all have the same red blood going through the veins. Now, the problem with Mars in the sign of Aquarius, it's already showing in the news with the sudden release of energy that produced this tornado. So be ready when we're going to hit, a Uranic window. Be ready for some serious, shocking news out there. And for many of you who are a cosmic cutter, I already gave the date, but it may be a good idea for you to get a pen when you have a second. If you're not a VIP, you need to have a pen, because I'm going to give you some dates here. The first one I'm going to give you is February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and that's where we're going to have a plutonic window. This is where you're going to be forced to do a wake-up call to some sort. That's where anything that is hidden, secret, and sexual come to the light. That's where you have a crazy husband that killed his entire family, where you have murder, assassins, terrorists being active, because this plutonic deadly window is actually riding the Scorpius dragon. So it kind of double the impact. And the quatrain is pretty simple. The hidden snake to die. So somebody that well with sex, somebody that has been dealing with sex, somebody that is into the mafia, somebody that is a very strong plutonic, might have to die. And I don't know how many of you knows, but porn star Ron Jeremy was hospitalized today. So we're going to find out a few things that would come to the light. So you can already see that energy aiming for these plutonic children who have spent their life, you know, screwing women nonstop and making money in the process. Very, very negative manifestation of the planet Pluto, but Pluto rules sex. Without Pluto, there is no birthing, there is no dying, there is nothing. So, you know, the more the planet is powerful in the chart, the more the person will use that planet for good or for worse, depending on the opportunities and the aims and the drive and everything else. So if you have this type of energy, you may decide to turn yourself into a doctor, somebody who works for the fire department, facing death every day, or a cop, an investigator, God knows. So the hidden snake to die, deep shadow skeleton to light, means everything has to come to the light. Passion, death, drama in vain, the cosmic cut rain, and no one is safe. So remember those dates, February 2, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Watch the news and be prepared for a wake-up call of some sort. Now, the next set of dates that I'm a bit worried about are due because of Mars is in the sign of Aquarius, and that would be February 7, 8, and 9. Entrail upsets Pete above. Obviously, that seems to be either a volcano or an earthquake. Red, fire, wind, water to dance. That's always the possibility of tsunami. Stars, command, shark, science, of course, our infantile science has no clue of the cosmic codes, but millions of them have been listening, millions of them will listen to this show and grow up a little bit in understanding that what cannot be seen doesn't mean doesn't exist. And at the end, calm deception to strike. We're talking about the uranic windows, and if you are a VIP, I don't have much explanation to give you because I'm always using the Nostradamus quatrain, and I add quite a lot of logical keywords so that you can understand the type of energy that I'm trying to pass on and translate to you that later on will translate, of course, into the news. Neptune is in Pisces, in his honor sign, the planet of deception, while poisoning, the planet to regulate the Middle East, the planet to regulate dreams, drugs, alcohol, deception, religion, in his honor sign of Pisces. And that means, of course, anything and everything that dwell with what I'm doing, gotta have to deal with that energy, which is very, very much stuck into the codification of thought and religion. So this Neptune in Pisces can, to a certain extent, bring people a lot of imaginary fears that could lead them to suffer dementia, and in the process, not knowing better, they're going to go and visit a kid fresh out of college, a psychologist, which is going to start a regimen of nefarious drugs. The next thing you know, this person is going to end up crazy or just committing suicide because, you know, the fact of the matter, in reference to all the murders that are taking place, it's all about money. The scientist needs the endorsement and the fortune of the pharmaceutical corporation to, excuse me, to make more drugs that they will prescribe to your children, turning America into a country of zombies, over-medicated morons who cannot think for themselves. So Neptune in Pisces could also stimulate talks about oil, the Middle East, anything and everything that dwell with the world of Neptune, because it is in his honor sign of Pisces, could stimulate discussion in this area. And at a national stage, of course, fears and uncontrolled imagination could lead countries like Iran or countries like some countries are trying to develop nuclear weaponry, North Korea, to let their control, the imagination getting wild and have fears. I mean, you know, humanity is under the power of those stars, and humanity is totally unconscious. And listening to me and working with me and becoming a cosmic coder can only help you to understand the crucial importance of the mission that I have to make people aware of how God speaks to his children through the cosmic code. Now, we have also the planet Uranus into the sign of Aries. Okay. Uranus is Aquarius, and Aries is Aries. Aries is fire, Aquarius is air. You mix air and fire, you have Mars in Aquarius. That's basically what it is. Mars in Aquarius or Uranus in Aries is the same type of energy. I mean, if you were a student of mine and had you listened to me talking the way I'm talking to you right now on the 16 cities, which is a full week work, 6 to 7 hours a day, chances are you would understand that Mars in Aquarius or Uranus in Aries is exactly the same energy. They are just playing around, so to speak. But it is affecting my third house because I was born in February, so affecting the mind of my good friend Tom, making him, you know, suffering a good dose of this planet to deal with technology. And I know I'm constantly harassing him to help me to get things back that I need in my website. And he's like me, very, very fast. He's the type of guy to deliver right away. God, thanks. I'm so glad I have these guys working with me. So with Uranus in the sign of Aries, wherever this planet is in your chart, It's going to make you competitive. It's going to make you original. It's going to make you impatient and a little bit eccentric. You have to remember Uranus is the planet, called in Greek mythology, the god of the sky. So it regulates anything that is original, futuristic, the sudden release of energy, earthquake, tornado, volcano, aeronautics. It's a planet that rules the new age of Aquarius, and that's why this world is getting such a fast pace, but at the same time, this planet could also be the last age that humanity will be able to live, because if there is no cosmic consciousness, that could translate into some serious nuke exchange, and that's the end of all of us. All right. Now, the tail of the dragon is still in the sign of Taurus, and that means the entire banking industry is being restructured. The head of the dragon is still in the sign of Scorpio, meaning the entire corporation world, the police force, the FBI, the CIA, the mafia, all this energy is being forced to die and rebirth. So wherever you have this Taurus in your chart, it shows where you will be forced to die and rebirth. For example, in my case, and I might as well take my, Tom's case, because like me, he was born in February. Both of us were receiving the tail of the dragon in the home area. So Tom is planning to move, okay? And I'm planning to move, okay? I don't know yet. Maybe Mexico, maybe Florida. You know, we are looking at our astrocartography, my wife and I, to make sure that we're landing on the right place that can work with us, for us. So wherever you have this dragon, you are going to be forced by the dragon to die and rebirth yourself. And as you know, the 2013 Moon Power is now downloadable for $15. So there is no excuse. You cannot say it's too expensive. This book... these two books goes for $15, but one particularly, which is as important as Moon Power, is the Nostradamus Personal Dragon Forecast, because there it will tell you if you are a Leo, Virgo, Pisces, Aquarius, a Capricorn, where this dragon will want you to die, hypothetically speaking, of course, and rebirth yourself. So you will prepare. Now, if you have a child, a husband, a boyfriend, a sister, a dog, and you don't date or birth, you will know exactly what type of experience this dragon will enforce upon your loved one. So you are getting a material that is so advanced, but, you may not necessarily be aware of it. And when it comes to Moon Power, I'm so happy that this book finally is out. Again, we worked his butt off to put it out there, and I was so busy writing nonstop that I came extraordinarily late. It's the first time since 1991 that this book came out a month later. But it's there now, and again, the beauty of having Moon Power is that if you decide to go some places, but you could check at the new moon, the full moon, okay, and you can make your plan. I mean, there is a lot of people that are totally cosmic and conscious. Then they decide to go out in time of a full moon. The next thing you know, 250 people die in a fire. Or you have stampede, sports stampede, religious stampede. All these people want to give veterans to God, and God is killing every one of them? Wait a minute here. Okay, the fact of the matter, you can take the Bible, you can take the Quran, you can take the Buddha's work, you can take the prophet Allah's work. You know, the fact of the matter is none of these books, you like it or not, will tell you what's ahead next week, next month, or next year. And that's the beauty of owning a piece of the divine and owning the and owning Moon Power 2013, or the power of the or the Nostradamus Dragon Forecast, because those two books, as much as they are universal, they will also touch you on a personal level. And that's why it's so important to put your hand and don't do things outside of the universal scheme of things, because you could end up at the wrong place at the wrong time and a statistic. I've seen it all the time. It is totally insane to do things without consulting the stars. And then some of you never heard me before, probably laughing, scratching your head now. What the hell is he talking about? Well, you know, in case you don't know, for your information, J.P. Morgan, the most wealthier man of all time, wrote, "Millionaire don't use astrology, billionaires do." Because you have been trained to believe this is nonsensical, because you've been trained and forced to believe this is against God, and this is only pseudoscience, does not mean it is. And if you're listening to me tonight, it is not an accident either. There is no accident, only cosmic circumstances, unknown to science and the world at large. And that's why you are listening to this show, where you can hear different things, things well ahead of time. All right, now, we have Jupiter in Gemini, which is a good one. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. In fact, when the extraterrestrial built our solar system, they needed to have a big planet that would have a big back. Because of its gravitational forces, Jupiter acts as a protector. This is why in astrology, Jupiter is called the great protector, the great benefit, the lucky planet. So, as experienced with the Shoemaker comet a few years ago, all of debris, celestial debris, before they came on Earth and destroyed humanity, they end up on Jupiter's back, because that's how the extraterrestrial planned our solar system. There is no accident to have this humongous planet, the sun on his honor right there in our local solar system, to make sure everything, because of his tremendous gravitational forces, goes on his back and don't stop the extraterrestrials' agenda. And there are many, many agenda that those guys have. Now, Jupiter is teaching, publishing, foreigners, foreign grounds, and Gemini is communication, delegation, critical thinking. Jupiter rules foreigners, and it rules, of course, the immigration. And in the world of Gemini, Gemini likes to talk. Gemini likes to delegate and debate. Gemini is radio. Gemini is George Norrie and Art Bell, both born in June. Okay? So with this planet in this sign, one of my predictions made on television 3 or 4 years ago, where I said Mexico will never be the same, Mexican people will never be the same, the entire immigration will be restructured. That was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. But it takes a time for the planet movement to put everything in perspective so that it does happen. And that's what I saw. So wherever this Jupiter is located in your chart, you can be sure it's going to bring interesting things. In my case, and Tom's case, he's right on the 5th house of love and romance. So I want to travel. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go some gold digging. I just bought a metal detector, top of the line, so I can go and hang around and, you know, in the wild desert. I've been studying, I've been reading, I'm looking at my own dragon dates with Tirania, so we can go and dig some gold out of the ground, because, you know, the fact of the matter is there's trillions of billions of dollars of gold still uncovered in the ground. And millions of people doing that, and sometimes they strike lucky, sometimes they don't. And if they knew what I knew, maybe they would be at the right time, at the right place to dig those big nuggets out of the ground. Then I decided to give it a shot. So that's due to Jupiter right in my 5th house of speculation, okay? And that means we're going to be driving around. We're going to be doing some study. We're going to be looking not on in the ground, but into the universal mind to attract the gold. Knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. And if I dig enough gold, I'm going to retire earlier. Jupiter in Gemini means also a great opportunity to learn languages, to take some really beautiful pictures, to deal with foreigners, to appreciate the variety of the human race, to communicate, to learn, and to teach, to deal with foreigners. Jupiter is teaching, Gemini is talking, exactly what I'm doing tonight, and it's all in the speculation house. So that's interesting to see how all those planets molding our destiny every single day. The moon is in Virgo, so I don't know how many of you felt really had to clean things today, you know, throw things in the washer and dryer, get the tree, get the grass organized, finish what they started. The moon is now into the sign of Virgo, so it's like a feeling of wanting to do something. And this is why I said to Tirania, you want to go over there because your hair are so black. They're so dark. So you will need to get, and God knows she's studying, get something done properly, because the last time she tried to do something with her hair, they nearly ruined her. They put some bleach on her head, her hair were falling, she was crying, she was going insane. So she's very afraid of undergoing the same circumstance. And I told her, no. Now, go there. Moon is in Virgo. They are going to remove much of the colors that needs to be removed. Okay, and they're going to put your little reddish thing. There she is. Well, honey, you have to wait. She's calling me. So all I can tell you is that Moon in Virgo is in a perfect position for Tirania to do what she is doing, and the stars work in her favor. Remember, Moon in Virgo will make you also fussy, picky, critical, detail-oriented, and all the good stuff. So control it, okay? She's at the 27 degree 56 second currently, and she will be moving into the sign of Libra, which is legality, which is the law, which is balance, which is harmony, which is astro-psychology. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of the people that are listening to this show tonight, you know, may decide to understand the laws of light and turn themselves into astro-psychologists the next 2 or 3 days. Currently, the head of the dragon is Scorpio, you heard me earlier, and then with it, you have Saturn. Saturn is into the sign of Scorpio. Now, Saturn in Scorpio or Pluto in Capricorn is exactly the same thing. Saturn represents the position of power, the politician, the snobs, those who have power over us, those that control. And this is why traditionally, Saturn rules structure, engineering, the mountain, the Illuminati, the snobs, the rich, the queen, the hierarchy, the kings, the presidents, all that own power. They are right at the top of this mountain, because Saturn, Capricorn rules Saturn, and to represent the power in reaching a high position in life, the ancient carve the goat. The goat, or January, it's the middle of the winter. There's no fruits on the trees. There is no sunlight. It's cold. It's very, very hot. You got to get up. You got to go all the way up to this mountain. You got to face the cold, the wind. You got to go regardless of what is thrown against you. You got to go to work and study and put the time and the energy. But at the end, after many, many years of hard work, you end up at the top of the mountain where you're being respected for all your accomplishment. And this happened, of course, towards mid-age or the latter part of your age, because it takes many years to become something, to do something. So to represent the sign, the planet Saturn and its potential for structure and rewards, the ancient carved the goat. But the goat has a fishtail. The fishtail means that you cannot only use science and the laws of the physics if you want to get some places. You have to use your fishtail, which means your intuition. You have to use metaphysics. You have to use the laws of the divine. Again, in reference to J.P. Morgan, all his life he's been building fortunes But he used the stars. So that's a perfect representation, a perfect symbolic representation of a very logical, rational businessman who used astrology or the fish tail and used the moon fluctuations to go places faster, safer. So with Saturn in the sign of Capricorn, there is a very, very strong urge for any child born with this planet to become an engineer, to become a scientist, to become a doctor, to become a politician, to become a prominent figure in the army and the navy. Anything that takes years and hard work is what Capricorn is all about. So if you have Saturn in Pisces, for example, well, all the structuring power of Saturn, the logical, rational aptitude of Saturn is now moving into the world of Pisces. Pisces is music, it's the art. So this person, we want to become a dancer, a musician, a painter, somebody who would put the discipline into the art. And at the end, you know, being recognized, pretty much like Michelangelo, spending all his life in his back, painting into the structure of the church, so to speak. So I'm trying to explain the position of Saturn in away from Scorpio. If you have it in Scorpio, hey, well, then you want to become an FBI agent. You want to be somebody who dwells with dirt, with death, with drama. You could also want to become a pimp. Remember Scorpio rules sex. You could become a drug lord. You're not afraid of dying. You know, the structuring power in each sign of the zodiac plays a very, very distinctive part on how the soul will be seen after many years of hard work and taking chances by the rest of the world. Now, this where is your Saturn? Now, how many of you knows where Saturn is right now? I tell you what, it's only a very minority of you will know where your Saturn is. And in which house, on top of that, you have to know which sign and in which house the planet Saturn is located. Well, you just have to look at your career, and that would have spoken. You know, if you have Saturn in Aquarius, for example, Saturn also built the fear principle. Well, then maybe you would be afraid of flying. Yeah, if you have it in the sign of Scorpio, Scorpio rules power, you might also have fear of the government, fear of power also. But if you have it in Aquarius, you may be afraid of losing power in an airplane. Okay, but at the same time, this Saturn, we want you to understand the complexity of what technology is all about and then help you to build a new segment of the Internet. There is absolutely no limit. The source of your imagination is the beginning and the end of what you can conceive once you understand the map, the matrix. The matrix is the 12th sign of the zodiac, representing the essence, the spiritual essence of the 12 apostles, which translates, of course, into the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 sins, the 12 jury. So once you understand the roadmap of the universe, once you understand every one of these planets, where they are located in your UCI, on your unique celestial identity, in your chart, the imagination and the channeling is endless to tell you, to give you more preciseness on how you can actually guide somebody. And what is really scary to me is that there are billions of people in this world, psychiatrists, psychologists, psychics, astrologers, spiritualists, and all they have to guide you is their education, their logic, and the very sad reality. Every one of them, apart from my students, and that's a very sad reality, are cosmic and conscious. In other words, they do not know who they are, where they come from, where they're going, and they'll try to guide you. And this is why there is a lot of psychics out there doing this on Sunday afternoon who need much more help than you do. That's why, you know, you are going to get what you paid for. You can have a 25, right now they are running an advertisement, California Psychic, $1 a minute. And if you're not happy, it's free. But guess what? You're going to get what you paid for. Okay? If you go with Dr. Cherie, it's going to cost you a little bit more than $1 a minute. But what you're going to get will stay with you for the rest of your life, and it's legit. Because that can point out things in your chart that can make the difference between you being sorry, sad, lonely, depressed, unsuccessful, to becoming the best of the best of what you could ever be by just knowing where that dragon is and how to use the power and make it work at your advantage. You know, the fact of the matter is there are no accidents. Life is set, and humans are so complex. Life is set to be used to the max. You got no time to worry about the loser that, you know, took your parking spot. You've got no right to let anybody manipulate your emotions. You have no time to dwell with yesterday, because there is no future in your past. You got to use common sense. You need to put all the energy towards being curious, towards your future, towards taking chances. Because if you expect your life to change and you still keep doing the same thing that you do every single day, guess what? That's being stupid. It's never going to change. Unless you change your attitude, unless you gather the information that you need, unless you take a chance, you ain't going to get nowhere. And that's where it comes down to it: ask and you shall receive. There's so many people out there that you've been asking, okay? But now you only have your intuition. Okay, shall I ask Dr. Cherie, or shall I ask this psychic? Shall I pay that much money, or just shall I just pay $1 a minute? You got to use common sense. You know, if somebody does not, you know, ring a little bell that he knows what he's talking about and he is a master in his expertise, forget it. There's millions of people that do what I do. When is the next time? When is the next place they're going to put their prediction or put the green where the mouse is? You know, I gave you some dates. You wrote them down. I hope you did. Okay? And then if you did, then you're going to read on CNN, the news before CNN, and that is a perfect, perfect way for you to investigate my claim. And from there, hey, let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. Because you know what? There are people out there that are so desperate. They have been conditioned to think my work is not good, or they're going to go to hell, or God knows what. They're spending thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, to try to be happy or to try to be healthy or to have a normal, decent life. When you have somebody that cannot wait to die because life is so misery for them, that tells you they're going the wrong way. And there are countries, particularly the Middle East, where these people, looking around them, all they have is nothing. They are not allowed to have a computer. They are not allowed to even walk side by side with their husband. They are mistreated worse than animals. I treat my dog, I cook for my dog every day. They are mistreated worse than animals. And then, do you wonder why there is so many suicides? But unlike you, they don't have the opportunity to listen to Dr. Cherie, to take a chance on Dr. Cherie if something in their life is not working the way it's supposed to be. And again, you have to remember, dealing with me, you cannot be a moron. You know, if you're going to listen to me, or if you read my material, you cannot be stupid, because that means you don't vibrate at my level, so you might as well go and, you know, listen to Joel Osteen over there, or, you know, call the California Psychic for $1. Okay? if you got to be smart, you've got to attract smart. That's just the way it works. Well, I wanted to give you a little rundown on, and I think I might do that now and then to explain to you how those planets are affecting you. It's kind of a little bit too late, but if you want to call 1-888-429-5471, I might take a call or two. 1-888-429-5471. I know a lot of you would rather listen me being objective and educate you on the mechanics of the universe, but mini readings, it's something that can also educate the listener as I go through their stars. And if you happen to know where your stars are, then good for you. If I talk about the forecast of a specific sign of the zodiac and you happen to be born under this specific sign, then chances are you will benefit from the reading. Well, we have eight little minutes to go. Again, if you want to have a quickie, okay, a little mini reading, 1-888-429-5471. I repeat, 1-888-429-5471. This is a toll-free all the way to the U.S. and Canada, so you can call me wherever you are in this big planet, and I can dig into your chart. And if we have no... Okay, so let's deal with Susie. Susie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Really, really good, Susie. Give me your date of birth, hon.
April 27, 1944.
Let me look at you. Okay, well, you have the head of the dragon in the sign of Leo. You have the moon close to Gemini, Cancer, okay, on the cusp. With the head of the dragon in Leo, anything to do with love, light, children, the stage, and the art, that's what the universe wants you to do. You've got the same dragon in my wife, and you have it right into the fourth house and the fifth house because you're cusping. That means you could do well in the real estate. What do you do in life? Tell me.
I'm retired now, and I used to be a foster facility for feral and abandoned cats and also dogs at times.
Yeah, you could see your dragon set in Leo. Leo is love and light. Obviously, you aim towards giving love and light and happiness to animals, which is very, very respectful. It's very, very beautiful. And that, again, probably due to your Saturn and Moon in Gemini representing many of your past life with the Indians and disappear civilization where you had to kill and skin and eat those animals. So it's a form of wanting to give back to them during the course of this reincarnation. Currently, the head of the dragon is on your partnerships area and in your eighth house because you're cuspy, you're in between. So make sure not to nurture fears, insecurity, negativity, okay? So we got to let you go now. Juana, are you here?
Okay, I just want to let the audience know that you did my full reading and early 90s, and it still holds to date.
Oh, thank you so much, Rihanna. I appreciate your endorsement here, but you definitely do a new one sometime, okay? All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be positive. All right. Who's next? Juana. Give me a date of birth, Juana, please.
9/24/1985.
Okay. Well, we have a Scorpio dragon still affecting your mind. You've got to be very careful. not to misuse that stinger against you on the head. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, do not nurture fear. Do not nurture negativity. When the tail of the dragon is in the mind, the power can work 150% at your favor or against you. So do not nurture thought of suicide or being fed up with the world or things of this nature. You heard me?
Yes.
All right. Now, you regenerate with study and writing. You regenerate with metaphysics because you are definitely, you know, a very advanced soul. In fact, you are a white witch. And that's a compliment, okay? When you call somebody a witch in French, it represents somebody who have had a lot of past life with disappeared civilization, dealing with natural healing, dealing with magic and all that good stuff. Do you like this stuff or not?
I love this stuff. I can't get enough of it. I want to take your after psychology course.
Yeah, I'll take care of you, honey. Well, you do have, you were born in September. No, my top students were born in September on top of that. You happen to have Venus and Mars in the sign of Virgo. So you're competitive, you're probably magnetic and pretty. Do you have any neck problem or thyroid problem?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You've been hanged a few times, yes. You've been hanged a few times. And sad enough, the legacy of all the trauma of your past life is surrounded around your neck. So be careful,
okay.
You know, be careful around the neck, okay? But
Dr.
you're
Terry,
most... Go ahead.
For my fifth house in love, romance, and creativity, what does a Neptune in Capricorn mean?
That's what you have, yes. Well, you're cusp-y, so I can read you from the Libra or I can read you from the Virgo. But from the Virgo, you've got to be careful not to let people that are Neptunian, they drink, they take drugs, guru, religious lunatic, drag you down in your speculation house. You could attract this type of people.
Yes,
so
Janet,
you.
Line one, Janet.
Okay, so
thank you. Keep
in touch with me, honey, okay? Bye-bye, honey.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night, sweetie. Good night. All right, Janet, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, give me your date of birth, Janet.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I got to call this off.
Okay, and that's going to be the last call tonight because I have to go and get my beautiful wife, okay? So give me your date of birth.
Hello?
Give me your date of birth, please.
Oh, the date of birth.
Yes.
6/30/1963.
Okay, I got you. All right, so let me look at you, dragon. You have a Capricorn dragon tail, okay?
Okay.
Very often, this dragon means you're very logical and very rational and into details. But it's going to give a lot of discipline to your Gemini side. Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever worked with food, hotels, restaurants, or real estate? What type of work do you do?
Yes, I just started distributing health food.
Good, good. All right, well, that's your dragon's head. So providing you synchronize with the moon, you could make a lot of money. The dragon is right on your second house, but you have to synchronize with the moon, and you have to, if at all possible, try to run your own show, because you're like an engineer of structure. You plan very well. So
Say that one more time.
You plan very well.
Okay.
And don't be afraid of using technology, computers, things of this nature, okay? Because that can help you in your progress or expanding the values of your endeavors. Right now, the dragon is affecting your 6 hours of work and service to the world. So it may be a little bit tough for you, a little bit difficult, but you're being forced by the dragon to find out where you kind of have weaknesses. And things have to be rebuilt. It's like, you know, it's like a house who has bad foundation. You need to destroy some part of it and rebuild it on a stronger base. So don't be afraid to educate yourself in the world of metaphysics, particularly the moon, because you still have the sun in Cancer in your second house of money, with the head of the dragon in Cancer right on your second house of money. So you should make a lot of money if you understand the rules and if you follow the regulation of the cosmic code. Okay, we come to the end of the show.
I see a lot of that coming,
Well, just download my book, Moon Power, and use it, okay? Use it for now, and that will help you a little bit more into the future. All right, sweetheart, I have to let you go because I have to go and get my beautiful wife waiting for me. I want to thank every one of you for listening to this show tonight, and we will see you again next Wednesday night. Good night, everybody. Thank you for being Cosmic Code. Good night.